下面的时间请张圣忠弟兄释放信息。
弟兄姊妹平安。好，我们感谢主哈，让我们可以一起敬拜，真的在他的爱里面真的是无穷的爱。
Thanks to the Lord in His never-ending love that we get to worship together again.
那今天呢，在世界上呢，有很多的时候，有很多美好的文章让我们欣赏。
Today in this world, there's a lot of beautiful articles that we can enjoy.
现在的商人呢，也非常的聪明。
Now nowadays, the merchants are very intelligent.
那如果你想欣赏一篇好的文章或是动人的文句的话，先看它的广告。
If you want to read an article, you first get through the ads.
看完广告了，那你就可以进去看那篇美好的文章。
And once you finish the advertisements, then you get to read the article.
啊，到底是出自文学家手下的作品呢，还是真实的故事，我们也不知道。
And sometimes when we read the article, we don't know if it's based on a true story or not.
可是呢，当你读完的时候，哎，你的心就会动一下，对不对？
But after sometimes you read an article, sometimes you touch.
啊，这一个礼拜呢，那我读到一篇文章。
So this week, I read an article.
这篇文章呢，上面就讲到，如果你对人冷淡的话
，This article says that you, if you are aloof to other people,
那别人也会回以冷漠。
And what you get in return is their aloofness.
如果你经常批评别人的话
，And if all you do is criticize,
那你会收到许多的批评。
And what you get back is their criticize.
如果你总是摆一张臭脸。
And if you always have a hard face,
啊，没错，别人也不会给你好脸色看。
In fact, that's exactly what you will get back.
所有你给予人的呢，所有你给别人的呢，都会回到你的身上。
Whatever you give out, you get back.
那只要你一直良善下去，你就会赢。
If you stay kind, then you will win at the end.
那套句诗人的话说，人受恶意之作弄。
In the words of the psalmist, if you don't have woeful thoughts,
必作恶以回报。
And if you give out woeful things, then you will get back woeful things.
把你对别人所做的
everything you do to the others,
就是对自己所做的
is exactly what you'll get back.
所以呢，你希望自己得到的
so in conclusion, whatever you want to receive,
那你必须让别人先得到
what you have to do is give it out first.
啊，其实读这些文章呢，在我们的里面，我们都觉得非常的好。
So in fact, when I read this article, I felt great.
可是呢，回到圣经上，其实神的话已经告诉我们了。
But if you come back to the words of the Bible, Jesus already told us that.
那我们愿意别人怎么待我们，我们就要怎样待别人。
However you want to be treated, treat the others like that.
所以如果我们做神的儿女，我们按着神的话去行的时候
So just children of God, if we walk in the words of God.
其实真的很多人生的道理我们都是领悟的，对不对？
And I think we understand a lot of reasonings in this world.
所以让我们好好遵守主的话。
So let us follow the words of God.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise.
早间你又召聚我们在你的面前敬拜你。
This morning you gather us to worship.
啊，你的爱真是这样的深刻。
And your love is so deep.
叫我们每一次来到你面前的时候，我们就有感触。
That every time when we come to you, we feel touched.
主啊，在你的爱中，主啊，我们享受自由。
That in your love, we enjoy freedom.
我们谢谢你，我们把以下的时间交在主的手中。
That we thank you when we put our time in your midst.
这样祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
那有一个百货的巨亨。
There is a millionaire.
那他是叫 JCPenney 百货业的
大亨。He's the owner of a superstore.
那 JCPenney 呢？他在他的事业刚刚开始的时候。
JCPenney when he first started his business.
那他呢？非常的不稳定，事业非常的难搞。
It was really unstable and it was hard to start.
所以呢，在他不稳定的时候呢，他的身体呢也非常的难受。
During this unstable time, his body was not doing well.
所以那时候他的健康情形并不怎么样。
His health was not great.
所以事业非常的沉重，加上健康又不好。
So while his work is unstable, his health is not great.
所以他身上呢就开始长出了那个带状疱疹。带状疱疹，我也不知道怎么说，带状疱疹。
So he started having shingles.
那因为有这样的疾病呢，他就住到医院里面去。
Because of this sickness, he was sent into the hospital.
啊，医院怎么样给他用药呢？这个带状疱疹还是除不去。
So whatever the hospital treats him with, the shingles wouldn't go away.
啊，住在这个医院里面呢，他还是为着他的事业在那里忧心不已。
Even when he was in the hospital, he was still worried about his business.
有一天晚上，他觉得他已经再也活不下去了。
So one night he thought he wouldn't last the night.
那他就开始起来写立遗书，写给他的太太，写给他的儿子。
So he woke up and then he wrote his will for his wife.
把一些事情都交代清楚。
And on his will, he basically wrote down.
那这样一边写一边写呢，就到了早上。
And then he wrote it until the morning.
那他突然发现呢，有一首诗歌呢，就飘进他的病房。
And all of a sudden, a song came to him.
那这首诗歌就说到，无论试炼多重。
And then the song said, doesn't matter how heavy your burden.
神必定顾念你。
Your Lord will care for you.
时时顾念你。
Always care for you.
处处顾念你。
Everywhere cares for you.
所以这首诗歌呢，就说到无论试炼多重，神必定顾念他。
So this song says, doesn't matter how heavy your trials is, the Lord cares for you.
所以这时候呢，他的思想呢一转。
So all of a sudden, his mind changed.
哎呀，是的。
And he said yes.
神真的是爱我。
The Lord loves me.
神真的是眷顾我。
The Lord cares for me.
所以呢，这个时候呢，他就听那个诗歌的声音。从他的病房呢开始呢走上那个在医院里面的教堂。
So then, hearing where the song comes from, he followed it to the church in the hospital.
所以就他就在那个教堂里面，在那里亲近主耶稣。
It is at that church he got close to the Lord.
所以在他的故事里面说到呢，在那一刻呢，他好像小鸟一样。
So at that story, he is described as a little bird.
从地狱里面呢就飞到天堂。
A bird that flew from the bottom of hell.
所以当我们的弟兄经历到神的爱的时候，
so when our brother was touched by God's love,
所以他的心思一回到神的面前，知道神爱他不变的时候，
when his mindset turned back and realized that Lord's love never changed,
他整个人生又有了一次的转变。
Then now his life changed.
所以我们可以看到呢，因为神爱他的百姓，
so we see that because God loved his people.
所以呢，就爱。神爱他的百姓呢，他就用救恩呢当做他们的装饰。
So God so loved his people that he now used his salvation to modify us.
当然我需要下一张投影片。那诗篇呢149篇呢第四节就讲到。
So Psalm 149 verse 4 says,
因为耶和华喜爱他的百姓。
For the Lord takes pleasure in his people.
他要用救恩当作谦卑人的装饰。
He will beautify the humble with salvation.
弟兄姊妹，今天呢，我们来到神的面前。
So brothers and sisters, when we come to our Lord,
我们的人生呢，想要活出一个自由、快乐的一个生命出来。
So let us live out a free and happy life.
第一件事情呢，我们一定要认识那招我们的主。
The first thing we must do is to know who our Lord is.
所以我们认识到呢，神是招我们的那一位。
So let us know that God is the one who called us.
那主耶稣基督呢，他是我们的大祭司。
And the Lord Jesus is a high priest.
他是我们的元首，他是我们的至宝。
He is our head and he is the most precious.
所以每一次呢，我们在他里面的时候，他就替我们来说话。
So every time when we come to him, he will speak for us.
所以呢，纵使呢，我们是身外有许多控告的事情在那里控告我们。
So even though we're surrounded by things that are persecuting us.
可是一想到主耶稣基督替我们说话的时候，我们就无所惧怕。
Accusing us, but whenever we think that it is Jesus that is speaking for us, then do not fear.
可是另外有一件事情很重要，就是我们来到神的面前，我们必须是一个谦卑的人。
But on the other hand, as important is that when we come to the Lord, we have to be humble.
所以每次我们来到神的面前，我们都要自卑。
So every time when we come to the Lord, let us be humble.
所以我们也是效仿我们主耶稣基督的榜样。
Just like we're following the example of Christ.
在神的家里，我们彼此相爱，彼此顺服。
In the Lord's house, let us love another, love one another, and
listen to one another. 所以我们可以彼此谦卑的在那里服侍众人。
Be humbled and serve the other.
更重要的是，我们愿意靠着我们的圣灵。
Even more importantly, is we can rely on the Holy Spirit.
在我们个人的生活里面，我们说到我们要过一个攻克己身的生活。
So that in our daily living, we could live a life that is cleansed.
所以这就是一个谦卑人的一个表征。
And that is the revelations of someone who is humble.
自卑在神的面前。
That we will humble before the Lord.
以主耶稣基督成为我们的榜样。
Let Jesus be our example.
时时刻刻愿意靠着圣灵的引带。
At all times relied on the Holy Spirit.
所以呢，在这一节的经文里面呢，说到呢，神呢就爱他的百姓，用救恩当成他们的装饰。
So the words that we we just read, it says, For the Lord takes pleasure in his people, he will beautify the humble with
salvation. 所以呢,
So sometimes when we see football players play, they would have something pink or pink socks on them.
所以你知道他们在那里为着一个机构人在那边做了一些的宣传。
You know that the pink collar that they're wearing is for an organization.
当然你看到人家头上绑着一些事物的时候写着必胜，可能呢他们为着前面的挑战，他们正在做最高的努力。
Sometimes if you see someone with a headband on that says victory, you know that this person is fighting for something.
一样的，在神的儿女的身上也有一个救恩成为我们的装饰。
So similarly, we are now beautified by salvation.
所以每一个人来到神的面前，神爱我们，他就用救恩成为我们的装饰。
So when people come to the Lord because of God's love, now we are beautified by His salvation.
所以这个装饰呢，是可以让人看见的。And
this beautification is seen by others.
所以今天人家看到我们的时候，就知道啊，你是一个得救的人。
So that's why today when other people see you, they will realize that you are saved.
可是如果我们身上没有这个救恩的装饰，可能人家看到我们真的就像世人一样。
But if we don't show any signs of salvation, then people will just see us like the others.
所以我们常常说，我们信耶稣，我们要信入耶稣。
That's why when we say we believe in the Lord, we have to trust in the Lord.
所以呢，在圣经里面呢，就说到凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能够拯救到底。
So that's why in the Bible it says, whoever relied on Jesus to come to God, he will be saved forevermore.
因为我们的主耶稣基督，他是长远活着为我们来祷告的。Because
of Jesus Christ, he lives forever and he prays for us forever.
所以这个救恩就会一直在我们的身上。So
that's why this salvation is everlasting.
如果今天神的存在是为了要刑罚人。Today,
if the existence of God is to punish man.
那我个人认为我们都会离开这样的神，不敢亲近他。
And I personally think that we want to be away from this God.
我们一想到神是一个刑罚人的神，我们里面就会有很多的惧怕。
If we think of God as a sign of punishment, then we are just in fear.
可是就是今天呢，把神这样的一个因素呢，把它拿掉的话。
But today, if we take away the factor of God.
可是在我们的良心里面，我们都知道，当我们犯错的时候，我们还是担心有人来刑罚我们。
In our subconsciousness, whenever we sin, we are afraid that someone will come punish us.
因为不用等到神的惩罚，就是地上的官，他们都会来处罚我们。Because
even without God punishing us, the rulers in this world can punish us.
所以很奇妙的，人在人的一生里面，他们有许多的生命在那里。So
amazingly, it's in our livings, there's many things.
那这些生命里面，他们所面对的难处呢，就会叫他们回到神的面前。And
in through these circumstances, it is through these difficulties that they will take these people back to God.
所以按着圣经上的话来讲。 圣经让我们知道，我们所信的这一个神是爱我们的神。
So in the words of the Bible, we know that this God is the God that loves us.
所以我们作为基督徒，神的心意是我们要积极知道的。
So as Christians, we should actively seek His will.
虽然我们活在罪中。
Even though we live in sin,
可是神的心意是要把我们带离开罪的生活。
But God's will is to live us away from sin.
虽然我们活在罪里面,
even though we live in sin,
可是呢，神的心意是要我们能够努力的行善，离开罪恶。
But God's will is for us to strive to get away from sin.
今天神的爱临到我们。
Today God's love has come to us.
是为了要我们人能够活出神的荣耀。
So that now we can glorify God.
要是因为我们认识到神就是爱，我们有这样的把握。
And it is because we know God is love, now we have an assurance.
就叫我们愿意回转来亲近神。
So that now we are willing to repent and come to God.
所以在这样的一个情况之下，就叫我们的相信有一个价值。
So that it is in this condition that now we know that our belief has a meaning.
今天所要分享的就是讲到一个醒悟回转的人生。
So what I want to talk to you today about is a life of awakening and repentance.
我们要说到我们第一个人生呢，是一个属我的人生。
Let's talk about our first life is the life that belonged to me.
可是呢，我们说到我们第二个人生的时候，却是一个属主的人生。
We talk about the second stage of life, now this is the life of God.
所以在路加福音第15章的时候，这里说到几个比喻。
So in Luke chapter 15, a couple of parables. miracles were shown.
那都是在那里说明呢，我们有一位爱我们的神呢，他在天上。
They all describe that there is this loving God in heaven.
他要来找寻我们。
He comes to seek us.
所以呢，在十五章第一节、第二节的时候，这里说到。
So in Luke 15, 1 and 2, it says,
众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，要听他来讲道。
Now all the tax collectors and the sinners were coming near to him to listen to him.
可是另外有一群人是法利赛人和文士呢，他们就私下议论说。
But then both the Pharisees and the scribes began to grumble, saying,
这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。
This man receives sinners and eats with them.
好像在法利赛人和文士的里面呢，觉得呢，主耶稣你是那么好的人，你不应该接待这些罪人。
So for the Pharisees and the scribes, they thought that Jesus, such a great man, why do you dine with sinners?
所以呢，主耶稣基督呢，他知道呢，法利赛人和文士私下在议论他，他就用了三个比喻来跟他们说，为什么他要接待罪人。
So Jesus, knowing the grumble of the Pharisees and the scribes, Jesus then used three parables to describe to them what he is doing.
当然这一段经文我们都非常熟了，所以我们不用再重复。
So of course, I think we all know these verses, so let's not repeat them.
可是我们要从经文的里面来看一个原则。
But it is in these verses, I want us to remember one principle.
所以呢，在第十一节开始呢，到十三节的时候。
So from verse 11 to 13,
耶稣讲到第三个比喻。
Jesus talked about his third parable.
他说一个父亲有两个儿子。
And he said, a man had two sons.
有一天小儿子呢，就跟他的爸爸说，哎呀，请你把你我应得的家业分给我。
The younger of the two sons said to his father, Father, give me the share of my goods.
我们中间比较年轻的弟兄姐妹，今天晚上你回家，你可以跟你的爸爸说这句话。
So, some younger brothers, sisters among us, go to your father tonight and ask him for your share.
试试看你的父亲会有怎么样的反应。
See what your father would say.
要我们中国人的话，我还没死呢。
But the Chinese, the fathers must say, I'm not dead yet.
是不是？马上呢，可能就给你什么？好，这个我就不说下去了啊。所以呢，这一句话呢，说在父亲的耳中，对他来讲是非常刺耳的。
In other words, this is what the young son said to your father are bad words.
可是呢，接下去呢，这里说到他的父亲呢，就把产业分给他们。
But then here in the Bible, it says the father divided his wealth between them.
弟兄姊妹，这里讲到分给他们，不是分给他，不是分给这个小儿子。
Brothers and sisters, understand that his wealth is divided among them, not just the son, the younger son.
是分给他们，所以我们看到呢，这里有一个父亲的形象在那里。
Divided between them, so this is now the father figure.
这个父亲呢，他知道是他小儿子对他所做的。
The father figure realized what the younger son is asking.
可是呢，从这里呢，我们知道他可能没有让他的小儿子太过于难堪。
So that here, he didn't want to make his younger son feel too bad.
所以呢，他把他的产业就分成了两份，就给了他的大的儿子跟小的儿子。
So then he divided his estate into two shares, one for the older, one for the younger.
弟兄姊妹，这里有一个父亲的形象在那里。
Here, it shows the father figure.
我就思想这个父亲呢，一定是非常喜爱他儿子的。
I think his father must really love his son.
所以呢，这一个小儿子才敢对他的父亲这样说话。
So that's why the younger son would dare to ask.
哎呀，这一个父亲呢，才愿意把他的产业在他还活着的时候呢，来给他的儿子。
It is because of this love the father is willing to give them their shares before he died.
这里呢，这一段的经文让我们看到这一个小儿子他做了一件事情。
So in these verses, we see the younger son has done one thing.
他要把父权呢给切断。
The younger son now no longer belongs to the authority of the father.
所以经文说到，不过几日呢，小儿子把他一切所有的呢都带起来到远方去。
So then the next verse it says, not many days after, the younger son took everything and went out.
他试着呢与他自己的父亲没有任何的关系。
This younger son now wanted to be completely separated from the father.
所以他开始呢，他要经营自己的人生。
So this younger son now wants to take hold of his own life.
经文继续说到呢，他在那里怎么样，任意放荡，浪费资财。
And then the next word is that now he spent everything.
所以呢，在十四、十五节这里说到。
So in verse 14 and 15 it says,
他说耗尽一切所有的又遇到那地方大遭饥荒就穷苦起来。
Now when he had spent everything, a severe famine occurred in that county, and he began to be in poor
profession.
Not only is now separated from the father, in his world, now he's building his own relationship.
15节让我们看到,
Then in verse 15 it says, So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of the country, and he went into the fields to feed swine.
所以我们可以看到在这里呢，就是用一句话，就是叫做靠近人事无出路。
So that in verse 14 and 15 he says that he spent all his might trying himself.
可是呢，没有一条路让他走得出去。
Yet everywhere he went are dead ends.
他在世界上努力地经营自己，结果呢，没有办法经营得好。 丧失一切的产业,
In this world, he tried as hard as he could to operate, yet he failed and lost everything.
他试着与世界建立关系，可是世界的人却不理受他。
He tried to build a relationship in this world, yet the world despised him.
16节说，他恨不得呢拿猪所吃的豆芽充饥，可是没有人给他。
Verse 16 is that, and he would have gladly filled his stomach with pots that the swine were eating. But no one was giving anything.
今天当我们进到社会上开始打拼的时候,
Today, when we go into the society, trying our hardest,
我们立德无子, 就是我们希望呢, 我们有车子,
we want more and more possessions, like cars.
对不对? 大学毕业开始, 我们要工作了, 最好呢, 我们有一辆好的车子,
so after graduation, when we start making money, first thing we want is a car.
那有了车子呢, 我们又希望, 我们有爱人, 希望有一个妻子。
After you get a car, you want now a girlfriend, you want a spouse.
所以呢，有了妻子呢, 总是要有一个地方住, 对不对? 我们希望有房子。
Once you get a girlfriend and a spouse, then you want a house.
所以我们呢，有房子呢, 夫妻相爱, 非常的好, 可是呢, 总是有一点缺陷, 所以我们想要有孩子。
Once you get a house, you feel that you're in love, you have a wife, now you want children.
哎呀, 孩子好不容易养大了, 可是呢, 学费付不出来, 所以我们要有什么? 金子。
So now after the children is now growing up, you need more money. You now want more money.
所以我们尽我们的一生，我们就是在什么立德无子。
So that you basically spend your whole life to try to get those five things.
哎呀，好不容易我们把儿女都养大了，大学毕业了，他们都出去了。
Now that the children are all grown up, they graduated from college, and now on their own.
哦，我们发现了，我们开始尽失无子。
And now you realize that all the things you wanted are now gone.
哎呀，儿子女儿都离开我们了。
Your children are now far away.
好像夫妻也没有什么感觉了。
The husband and wife are now pretty cold.
啊，房子你要你拿去吧，我就是不希望要你了。
And your house is just the same old house.
哎呀，可能妻子也离开我们了。
Or maybe your wife left.
也没有房子了。
Maybe your house is gone.
一个人过得很潦倒，这个金子也不见了。
You feel that all your money is gone.
五子都没有了。
Everything you've worked so hard for,
好像这就是我们人生的一个写照。
That's kind of like our life.
可是呢, 当我们说到呢, 当我们切断与神的关系的时候,
So when we said when we are separated from God,
我们在世界上一直努力, 一直努力的时候, 我们不让神来 照顾我们的人生的时候,
when we work our hardest trying to make it on our own, not relying on God,
其实我们就是活在这样的一个光景里面。
And you should realize you are just like this man.
我们好像活在那个罪的里面, 没有人能够帮助我们。
When you are living in sin, you felt you're helpless.
弟兄姊妹, 这就是我们第一个人生。
Brothers and sisters, that is your first life.
好像我们跟神没有关系。
Just like now, you are away from God.
我好也好，不好也好。
Doesn't matter if you're doing well or not doing well.
反正我努力过来这一生，这就是我的一生。
If I work my hardest in my life, then there it is.
我穷苦潦倒也是这一生。
If I'm poor, so be it.
都没有关系的。
Don't matter.
反正我们最后走到的地方都是一样的。
Because don't we all reach the same?
这就是第一个人生属我的人生。
That's our first life.
可是从17节开始，我们看到有第二个人生。
But starting from verse 17, the second life comes.
啊，第二个人生就是这一个浪子呢，他醒悟过来了。
This second life is when this prodigal son comes back home.
他就说，哎呀，我的父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余。
And he remember how many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread.
我倒在这里饿死吗？
But I am dying here with hunger.
弟兄姊妹，这里说到醒悟。
Here, these words talk about the awakening.
就好像突然有一个亮光一样。 亮在那里。
Just like all of a sudden, a light shines on you.
就好像 J.C. 陪你一样，他听到那一首诗歌的时候，他突然有一个思想，对啊，神在那里。
Just like J.C. Penny, when he heard the song, he realized how much God cares for him.
对啊，神爱我啊。
And he realized, yes, Lord, the God loves me.
他必定眷顾我啊。
He must care for me.
这个浪子也是一样，他醒悟过来，他就知道，哎呀，对啊，我有父亲啊。
Just like this younger son, he remembered that I have a father.
所以他知道他的父亲的形象是怎么样的一个形象。
He remembered who his father was.
他的父亲的形象是一个爱他的形象。
A loving father.
所以呢，当他醒悟过来的时候，知道他还知道我还是能够回到他的父亲面前的。
After he has awakened, he realized that he can always come back to his father.
可是呢，在他的里面，他有一个认罪的思想。
But now in him, he knows that he has sinned.
所以呢，在他的里面，他要。他说他要跟他的父亲说我得罪了你又得罪了天。
That's why he wants to say to his father, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight.
所以在这里我们看到他的心里面呢有一个畏罪忧伤的感觉在那里。
So here we see that in this younger son, he has the guilt for his repentance.
所以当他转过来思想的时候呢他诚实的面对他自己的罪他不隐瞒。
So when he really thinks about it,He is being true to the sin that he has committed.
所以圣经里面就让我们知道，他说到我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪。
So in the Bible, it says, if we realize our sins, we can come to God, and He, in His truth and righteousness, He will forgive us.
神要洗净我们一切的不义。
Because God wants to cleanse us of all of our sins.
所以他醒悟过来。他又心里面认罪
So after he has awakened and now he confessed his sins
所以他懊悔他自己所行的
Then now he felt guilty of what he has done
他知道他在他爸爸面前再也没有任何要求的权利
He knows that he can no longer come to father and ask for anything
对他所做的他也没有任何的借口
And he does not have any excuses for what he has done
所以呢他想回到他父亲的面前跟他的父亲讲我不配再做你的儿子
So that's why he wants to go back to the father and say I am no longer your
你把我当做一个雇工吧
Make me as one of your hired men
这就是他在他父亲面前一个假设的思想而已
So this is just a thought he had before he came to the father
是因为他知道他父亲的形象是一直爱着他的
Because he knows his father loves him
所以他可以有这样的思想
So that's why he can have this
thought 今天我们也是一样如果我们知道这一位神是一直爱着我们的神
Today the same for us We know God loves us
我们的心呢就是让神来处置我们
Then we can come to God and let Him do whatever He thinks.
而不是我们自我了断
Not what I want to do.
如果这一个浪子呢，他到思想到这里的时候，觉得非常痛悔。
So for the younger son, he felt a lot of pain in his guilt.
又想到他的父亲绝对不会原谅他。
And if his only thought was that his father would never forgive him.
所以呢，人生走到这里的时候，他只能做一件事情，就是自我了断。
So at that point, I'm sure all he wanted to do would be to end his life.
弟兄姊妹，当我们知道呢，当这个浪子回到父亲面前的时候，是一定有一个风险存在的。
But brothers and sisters, we know that when he comes back to the father, there will be a different result.
所以50-50的几率呢，真的就是他的父亲可以选择原谅他，他的父亲也可以选择不原谅他。
So the father basically has two choices, either to forgive him or not to forgive him.
可是今天我们认识我们的神，我们里面要有一个把握。
But today we know our God, so let's have this assurance.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，必要赦免我们，洗净我们一切的不义。
That if we come to him and confess our sins, then God is righteous and He will cleanse us.
所以当我们第一个人生走到这里的时候
So when our first life comes to an end,
我们一定要思想到神他也有一个形象在那里
Let us remember who God is.
神有一个爱的形象在那里让我们能够亲近他
God is the image of love. He always wants us to come back to Him.
所以在我们第二个人生里面
So in our second life,
我们可以来亲近我们的主
We can always come near him.
第一步
First thing we need to do.
我要起来
We first need to rise up.
到主那里去。
To go to the Lord.
好像这一个浪子一样，我要起来到我父亲那里去。
Just like this younger son, he must get up and get to his father.
我们心里要有一个思想，我们要到主那里去。
Let us have this thought that we have to come to the
Lord. 你不要继续走向黑暗里面。
Don't continue your path to darkness.
是的，你曾经对不起神，可是你不要继续走到黑暗里面去。
Yes, you have offended God before, but don't continue.
第一步要起来走到主那里去。
First thing is turn back, go to the Lord.
可能你不知道主会不会管教你。
Maybe you don't know what the Lord, how he's going to discipline.
可能主会管教你，可能主会原谅你。
Maybe the Lord will discipline you, or maybe he'll just forgive you.
你自己不要先做判断。
But don't make your own judgment.
让神来判断。
Let God judge.
真的，主那么爱我们，他一定有爱的管教在那里。
For yes, the Lord so loves us, he will discipline us with love.
可是呢，我们的心知道他永远爱我们。
But know that he loves you.
所以在十五章二十节的时候，这里就说到。
So in verse 15:20, it says,
于是他起来往他父亲那里去。
So he got up and came to his father.
他的父亲看见他相离还远，就动了慈心。
But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion for him.
跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
Ran and embraced him and kissed him.
弟兄姊妹，我们看到一个爱在父亲的身上。
Brothers and sisters, here you see the fatherly love.
所以呢，就证实前面的假设是正确的。
Meaning that the assumption that the son made, all right.
这一个父亲呢，他的形象就是一个爱在那里。
That this father is an image of love.
所以叫这个浪子有一个勇气呢，要回到他的父亲的跟前。
So for this prodigal son, now he has the courage to come back to his father.
所以呢，按着他里面思想的，他也把话说出来了。
So through his thought, he now spoke.
他向他的父亲说，父亲我得罪了你。
So the son said to the father, Father, I have sinned.
得罪了天，又得罪了你。
And in your sight.
从今以后我不配称为是你的儿子。
I am no longer worthy to be called your son.
还没讲到故宫的事情的时候。
Even before he got to the park where he wants to be a servant.
他的父亲已经把他的话打断了。
Then the father stopped him.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这里呢，我们看到一个原则。
Brothers and sisters, let us now see the principle.
我们的悔改呢，是要有行动的。
That in our repentance comes with action.
所以呢，悔改的行动呢，就是在那里说明我们为我们的罪忧伤。
So the action of a repentant is we feel sorrow for our sin.
可是呢，我们做了一个声明呢，我们要撇弃它。
Moreover, we are now willing to depart from that sin.
真诚的在我们里面做了一个决定，我们不要再生活在那样的一个罪里面。
And truthfully make a decision that you will no longer go back to darkness.
所以有一个转向。
Now there is a turn.
转向呢，到那里做一个顺服的人。
A turn to God and be disciplined.
对我们来讲，就是顺服，过一个顺服基督的生活。
To live a life that follow Christ.
所以我们一定要离开现况。
So we have to now depart from your current condition.
离开这样的一个现况，转回去。
Walk away from where you are and turn.
所以顺服认罪之后呢，能够得到父亲的赦免。
And to be disciplined.And go back to the Father.
所以呢，我们顺服之后呢，我们可以得到天父的赦免。
And after you're disciplined, then you are forgiven.
没错，我们的神呢是憎恶罪恶的神。
Yes, in fact, our God hates sin.
他不喜欢我们犯罪。
He doesn't like us to do sinful things.
可是他爱我们，他喜欢我们离开罪。
But he so loved us, he wants us to depart from sin.
所以当我们相信我们的父亲会赦免我们一样的时候，我们像这位浪子一样，我们回到他的跟前。
So when we believe that the Father will forgive us, let us be like the younger son and come back to the Father.
不能做儿子吗？好歹做一个故宫，对不对？故宫，对不对？
No longer worthy to be a son, at least.
所以我们里面要有一个信心在那里。
So let us have this simple faith.
继续往前走，继续往前走，走到神的面前。
Let us walk forward to be near the Lord.
在那里我们可以得到赦免。
It is that there we can be forgiven.
在那里我们的生命会改变。
It is there that our life will start changing.
在那里我们会经历到原来父亲的赦免是超乎我们自己所想象的。
And it is there that we'll get to experience God's life is different from ours.
所以在圣经里面说到，所以你们真正悔改的时候。
So in the Bible it said, when you are truthfully repentant.
你们的罪就会得以涂抹。
Then your sin will now be taken away.
这样那个安舒的日子就会从主的面前来到我们身上。
your sin will be covered, and now the peaceful days will come to you.
弟兄姊妹，这里有第二步。
So brothers and sisters, now there's the second step.
于是起来。
So that after he stood up,
往主那里去。
He walked toward the Lord.
所以呢，一面呢，我们看到第一步，我要起来。
So the first step is you must get up.
到主那里去。
Get to the Lord.
想呢还不够。
Not just a thought.
你要有一个动作，于是起来。
And after that thought, you actually have to get up.
往主那里去。
And walk to the Lord.
这是我们第二个的人生。
And that is our the beginning of our second life.
第二个的人生说到我们的人生是属主的人生。
Our second life now belongs to the Lord.
所以每一个人属于主的时候，他就开始过一个一生蒙恩的日子。
So when a person now belongs to the Lord, then he will start living the blessed life.
不是一天得到赦免。
It is not just one day we are forgiven.
乃是一生之久能够蒙恩。
But it is your whole life you are now forgiven.
所以我们成为基督徒之后，
So after we have become Christian,
我们也是一直要在神的面前要有悔改的心。
We have to continue the heart of repentance.
多少时候我们得罪人？
How often we offended others?
多少时候我们得罪我们的配偶？
How often we offended ourselves?
有时候可能我们伤我们儿女的心。
And sometimes we even hurt our children.
有时候我们得罪我们的父母。
Sometimes we offend our parents.
可是我们要知道，我们在神的面前，我们要一直的悔改。
But know that before God, we have to have a heart of repentance.
因为主给我们一条路，就是一直到他的面前。
Because the Lord gave us a new way to Him.
起来，往主那里去。
So get up and walk to the Lord.
我们不但向神悔改。
Not only we repent to the Lord.
不但向天说我们得罪了天。
Not only we proclaim to heaven that we have offended you.
我们还要为着我们所得罪的人跟他说声抱歉。
But also for the people that you have offended, go apologize.
因为我们得罪了他们。
Because you have done wrong.
可是呢，当我们看到我，当我们这样做的时候，
when you see, when you start actually doing those
things, 22节到24节这里说到一个很奇妙的事情。
In verse 22 to 24, an amazing thing happened.
这时候这一位爱着父亲吩咐他的仆人。
But the father said to his slave.
当然我把圣经节删掉了许多，让大家来看。
If I check out some of the verses, this is
这里说到把袍子给他穿上。
Quickly bring out the best robe and put it on him.
把戒指戴上。
Put a ring on his head.
把鞋穿上。
Sandals on his feet.
把肥牛犊宰了。
Bring the fattened calf, kill it.
说到呢，父亲可以和儿子一起快乐。
So that the father and son now get to enjoy together.
从这个父亲的口里，他说到我这个儿子呢是死而复活，失而又得的。
From the mouth of the father, he says, "For this son of mine was dead and has come back to life again."
所以主耶稣的比喻说到，他们就快乐起来。
So then in Jesus' parables, and they began to celebrate.
所以呢，第二个人生，属主的人生，是让我们有一个转回。
So our second life, the life of the Lord, now return.
在我们的生命里面有一个复活。
In our life, now there is a resurrection.
所以呢，我们可以跟神一起快乐。
So that now we can celebrate with God.
所以呢，神与我们就快乐起来。
So that God and us are now celebrating.
你可以发现，当我们愿意属主的时候，
So you realize when you go willing to belong to God.
不但天上快乐，我们地上的人也快乐。
Not only the heaven is praising, you are also joyous.
当我们回到主面前的时候，主告诉我们呢，我们是死而复活，失而又得的。
Whenever we come to the Lord will say to us, "You were dead, and now you have come back to life."
弟兄姊妹，当我们看到我们天父是快乐的时候，其实我们那一切的罪愆都摆下来，我们的里面就快乐起来。
Brothers and sisters, when you know that God is joyous, you will now willing to put down all your sins and be joyous with Him.
因为我们知道我们的天父是这样待我们的。
Because we know that's what our Godfather wants us to do.
他把我们穿上了洁白的袍子。
He now put on us a cleansed robe.
他把那个权柄放在我们的手上。
And He now gives us the power on our right hand.
他把那个平安的鞋穿在我们的脚上。
And now He gives us the sandal of peace below our
feet. 他把那肥牛犊宰了，与我们一起同乐。
And He has killed the fattened calf and eat it with us.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们回到神面前的一个人生，我们可以快乐。
Brothers and sisters, this is our second life when we come back to the Lord.
所以第一个人生讲到属我的人生，基本上是一个没有神的人生。
So our first life, the life without God.
所以呢，在主耶稣的眼中，
In Jesus' eyes,
第一个人生，我们这样的人生是一个丢失的人生。
Your first life is the lost life.
所以他用三个比喻 他讲到我们呢，好像一只丢失的羊。
So in the first parable, he says that we are the lost sheep.
可是呢，他知道我们需要爱。
But he knows we need love.
所以呢，他就用他的爱回头来找我们。
So that with his love, the shepherd came back to seek us.
因为我们好像丢失的羊在那个深谷里面。
Because we are now like a lost sheep in the valley.
我们自己不能做什么。
There's nothing the sheep could do.
可是在这个牧人的身上，他有大爱，他就来找我们。
But it is through the love of the shepherd came to seek us.
是他回头来找我们。
It is the shepherd that turned back to find us.
第二个比喻呢，说到我们好像是丢失的钱币一样。
And the second parable describes us as the lost coin.
可是呢，我们的主呢，他知道这个钱币的价值。
But our Lord knows the value of this coin.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，在我们身上，我们有多少的价值，我们的主是知道的。
Brothers and sisters, how precious we are, God knows.
所以呢，当我们丢失的时候，主知道那个价值在那里，他就来找我们。
So when we are lost, God knows our value, He'll come to find us.
主耶稣的比喻里面说到，他是细细的在那里找我们。
In Jesus' parables, this woman is looking carefully for this.
所以呢，他知道呢，他丢失的这个金币呢，有多少的价值呢？他一定要找回它。
Because she knows how precious this coin is, she was carefully looking for it.
所以当他找到的时候呢，就与他的邻舍一同快乐。
And after she had found it, she called together her neighbors and rejoiced with them.
可是第三个比喻这里说到呢，我们是一个失迷在世界上的人。
And the third parable describes us as a lost soul in this world.
他知道我们人的处境。
She knows our condition.
是这个时候呢，他却等在那里，没有做任何的事。
But yet, at this point, the father is waiting.
他一直在那里等候，一直在那里等候。
The father is patiently waiting.
等候我们回头。
Waiting for his son to turn.
当我们作为一个人的时候，这里有我们的一个主权在那里。
When we are in our own life, we want to hold our power.
我们的主权在我们的身上，我们决定呢，要不要去到神那里。
And now you have the power to choose.Do I want to come back to the Father?
我们要一直待在黑暗里面，还是我们要回头到主的面前？
Do I want to be stuck in darkness, or do I want to come back to the Lord?
所以，当我们选择做一个回头的人生的时候，
So when we now choose to turn back and start our second life,
就讲到我们愿意悔改到主的面前，第二个人生就开始了。
When we willing to choose and turn, then your second life.
所以在我们圣经里面呢，路加福音，路加这个作者呢，特别呢喜欢用悔改这个字。
So in the book of the book of Luke, the author Luke, he loves the word repentance.
我们细细的读路加福音跟使徒行传，你会发现呢，路加使用许多悔改的那样的一个字眼在人的身上。
So if you carefully read the book of Luke and also the book of Acts, you see the word repentance appearing quite a bit.
当我们归纳这些悔改的人的时候，
And if you put together all these people of repentance,
那我们发现这些悔改的人呢，他们之后都有一个美好的结果。
And you see that all these people of repentance, they ended up greatly.
第一个结果呢，就是讲到一个悔改的人，他的罪呢得到赦免。
The first good result is that when they repent, their sins are forgiven.
第二个呢，讲到悔改的人呢，他呢不被毁灭。
And secondly, after they're repented, then they're not perished.
第三个呢，讲到这个悔改的人呢，他能够得着生命。
The man of repentance, after they repent, they receive a new life.
第四个结果呢，却是领受圣灵在他们的身上。
And after that, they receive the Holy Spirit.
最后一个结果讲到天上欢喜。
And at the end, heaven and earth celebrate.
所以弟兄姊妹，每一次我们在主的面前悔改，这些结果都会发生。
So brothers and sisters, every time you turn, all these great things happen.
有时候我们会感到我们身上的罪全然的卸脱下来。
Sometimes you feel that your sins are forgiven.
有时候我们知道我们是一个该死的人，可是我们没有死。
Sometimes you realize that you're one who is destined to death, but now you're not.
有时候我们会觉得我们这个生命呢是一个新鲜活泼的生命。
Sometimes you feel that you have a refreshed life.
更重要的，我们会觉得圣灵在那里引导我们。
More importantly, now you feel like that the Spirit is leading you.
原来我们走的这一条路是一条正确的路。
In fact, now the way we walk is the right way.
最后讲到神是那么的喜悦我们做这一件事情。
How all that happened, God now rejoices.
回转，悔改。
Repent, enter.
无人像耶稣这样爱过我。
No one loves me like Jesus.
无人像耶稣这样爱过我。
No one cares for me like Jesus.
我们神的身上充满了爱。
God is love.
像一位慈祥的父亲一样, 在我们的身上用尽了他的爱。
He is like a kind father who to us is nothing but love.
好像我们有时候我们的言语呢, 是忤逆他的。
Even though sometimes our words offend him.
可是呢, 我们的言语呢, 不会改变他爱我们的形象。
But yet our offensive words won't change who he is.
好像有时候我们的要求是非常过分的。
Sometimes we ask for things that we don't deserve.
可是我们的过分的要求呢, 也不会影响他爱我们的形象。
Even all these requests wouldn't change who he is.
所以有一个弟兄呢, 他在做一个分享的时候,
So a brother gave his testimony.
在他读高中的时候呢, 他的旁边有一个特别的班级。
When he was in high school, there's a special class next to him.
那这个班级当然是一个特殊教育的班。
And this is a special ed.
那中间有一个男孩子叫做Brian。
There is a boy in that class, his name was Brian.
这个男孩子呢, 他一直渴望被爱。
And Brian, he wants to be loved.
那他也呢, 非常喜欢爱人。
And he likes love back.
所以呢, 就在那个高中的生活里面呢, 他就去找, 常常找他的朋友。
So during high school, Brian would always find his friends.
啊,当然有一些人呢, 都知道他就是, 有一点问题, 非常的特别。
And some of the people, they realize that he is in special ed and he has special needs.
就在找寻好朋友的时候呢, 他们就故意捉弄他。
So when Brian is looking for friends, they would make fun of him.
看到我们的弟兄就说到呢, 他在高中那个日期, 看到别人捉弄这个Brian的时候,
So then the brother says, when he sees other people making fun of Brian,
啊,他就会站出来。
Brian, then he would stand up.
他就说, 哎,你们不要这样对这一个, Brian。
And he said, don't make fun of Brian.
啊,你不可以这样对待他。
Don't mistreat him.
所以呢, 那一些呢, 恶意对待Brian的这些人呢, 就说, 哦, 你要跟他一样啊。
So then everyone else who is playing with Brian will say, Do you want to be like him?
我们的弟兄说不是不是，只是呢，按照神的心意，你们是不能这样对待他的。
But then our brother says, according to God's will, do not make fun of Brian.
所以当我们弟兄这样坐在身上的时候，这个 Brian 呢，对我们的弟兄就非常的好奇。
So then Brian is now very interested in our brother.
所以就在他们高中生活的那个阶段，Brian就不断的问他一些问题。
So it is during the high school years. Brian would ask this brother a lot of questions.
有一次我们的弟兄就把Brian带回到他自己的家里面。
So one day, this brother took Brian home with him.
两个人在那里一起玩。
And two of them to play. 当然还有其他同学在一起。 Yes, there are other friends too.
那我们的弟兄就在那里玩他的电动玩具。
And our brother is playing his video game.
可是Brian就不断地问他说, 哎,你去教会啊?
So brother would keep on asking him, did you go to church?
啊,他就点点头, 然后继续玩他的电动玩具。
And our brother would nod and continue his video game.
哎,他说你是信主的人。 他又点点头继续玩他的玩具。
And Brian would ask him again, So do you believe in God? And he would not.
Brian 又问他说, 你们去教会的人都是怎么样的人啊?
So the Brian would ask him, Who do you go to church with?
他又很草率地回答他, 又继续玩他的电动玩具。
So he would briefly say a few words and go back to his video game.
这时候在他旁边的朋友呢, 就推推他说, 哎呀, 你怎么搞的?
So then now the friend moved the brother and asked him,
Brian 对你的信仰有兴趣。
Brian is wondering who you believe.
他对你所信的感到好奇。
He is interested in your faith.
所以我们的弟兄这时候把他的电动玩具放下。So
our brother at that time put down his remote control.
好好的呢，在那里开始呢，跟他解释为什么他信主。
Started telling Brian why
为什么他的生命跟别的同学不一样?
Why is his life different from the other friends?
所以当他跟他传福音之后，到最后呢，他说呢，他愿不愿意？他问Brian，你愿不愿意信靠这位耶稣？
So at the end, our brother asked Brian, "Do you believe in Jesus?"
Brian，因为他在他的里面被神的爱所触动。
Because now Brian is touched by Jesus.
他说我愿意。
And he said, "Yes, I will."
他一说我愿意的时候，把弟兄吓了一跳。
And then when he said, "I will believe in Christ," a brother is amazed.
好像在他眼目里面这么特别的同学，根本不可能信耶稣的同学，竟然说愿意这两个字。
In our brother's sight, Brian is maybe too special, but now he is willing to believe.
所以呢，他就带着他的同学一起在神的面前做祷告。
So that this brother took Brian and prayed together.
所以他们一起祷告的时候，就在神的面前说。
主啊，我知道我是个罪人。So together they told Jesus that they know they are sinners.
就算这世界上剩下我一个人，
even though this world only has me left,
你仍然会派主耶稣基督来亲近我，来拯救我。
That God will still send His only Son to save me.
仍然会派主耶稣基督死在十字架上来拯救我。
You would still send your only son to die for me on the cross.
我要接受你这份救赎的礼物。
So now I want to receive this gift.
求你进入到我们的心里。
So I ask you to come in me.
掌管我。
To take sovereignty.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Jesus' name I pray.
当他们祷告完的时候，
and after they finish their prayer,
我们的弟兄转身看 Brian.
Our brother turned and looked at Brian.
这一个年轻人，他在他的眼目里面充满了泪水。
This young man now is filled with tears.
他看到他的同学一直在那里流泪。
And he see Brian crying.
然后他看到他的同学拿起他床上的圣经。
So took the Bible from his bed.
Brian 把圣经抱在他的身上。
Brian just hold on to the Bible uptight.
一面流泪一面说。
One hand he's crying and he said.
上帝对我的爱。
He said, God's love for me.
必然像丈夫爱他的妻子那样。
He's loving me like a husband loves his wife.
兄姊妹，那个 Brian 非常特别的孩子，他抱着圣经。
Brothers and sisters, this Brian who has special needs, he is holding on to the Bible.
他感到上帝对他的爱，好像丈夫对妻子的爱那样。
And he feels that God's love to us is like how a husband loves his wife.
弟兄姊妹，要接触到多少的爱，才能让一个年轻人说出这样的话？
Brothers and sisters, how deep the love must be for this young
man. 可是这一个年轻人说出这样的话的时候，他后面有一个破碎的记忆。
But after this young man said this, behind it there is a broken heart.
就在他五岁的时候。
When he was 5 years old,
他的父亲知道他就是这个样子。
When his father find out that he has special needs,
他是一个非常特别的孩子。
That he had special needs,
所以他的父亲当着他的母亲的面，
so that the father before the mother,
告诉他的母亲说我要离开你。
Told the mother that I am gonna bounce.
他当着他五岁的孩子的面，
in front of his 5-year children,
他说我不能够做这样孩子的父亲。
He said I will not be his father.
我要离开你。
I will leave you.
可是这从他父亲离开他的那一天开始，
it is from that day on.
他一直在寻找父亲的爱。
Brian has been looking for fatherly love.
他一直在那里寻找父亲的爱。
He wants fatherly love.
可是就在他信主的那一天，
and it is on that day when he believed in Christ.
他找到他父亲的爱。
He has now found his fatherly love.
他说上帝对我的爱。
He says, God the Father loves me.
一定像丈夫爱妻子那样。
Just like how the husband loves his wife.
所以从那一天开始，这一个特别的孩子他就不再孤单。
So on that one day, Brian is no longer alone.
这个孩子一生都有父的爱在他的身上。
Because Brian now has the fatherly love.
我们的主成为他的父。
God the Father now is his father.
今天我们也是这样。
Today, just as we are.
我们是蒙父所爱的人。
That we are the beloved children.
可是呢，我们的天父也希望我们能够来爱他。
God the Father wants us to love Him back.
今天我们口中认罪。
So let us confess our sins.
心中醒悟，口里认罪。
Let our heart and mouth repent.
改正我们的行为。
Correct our path.
当我们知道父爱我们的时候，
when we recognize Father's love,
这一切的事都不是困难的事。
All the things you think was difficult, no longer.
如果当我们神的形象是一个爱我们的神的形象的时候，
When the image of God is now the image of love,
我们一醒悟过来，
And when you realize,
我知道神是爱我，
When you realize that God so loves us,
我一醒悟过来，
And when you realize and awake,
我的口里就能够承认我所犯的罪，
Then now you can confess,
我一知道神是爱我的，
When you understand that God loves you,
我的行为就能改正，
Then my action changes.
兄姊妹，今天神就是要我们做这样。
Brothers and sisters, that's what God is asking.
他要我们知道他爱我们。
He wants us to realize that He loves us.
无人像耶稣这样爱过我们。
No one can care for us like Jesus.
就是我们一再一再可以来到神面前。
Times and times again, we can come to our God.
做两件事。
To do two things.
回转。
To repent.
悔改。
And to change.
让神的大爱再一次临在我们的身上。
So that His love can now dwell on us.
我们再来唱诗歌611首。
Let us sing song 611 again.
我们请琴起个音就我们来。